This is the work of Thomas Troward, entitled The Principle of Guidance. If I were asked which of all the spiritual principles I ranked first, I should feel inclined to say the principle of guidance. Not in the sense of being more essential than the others, because every portion is equally essential to the completeness of the perfect whole, but in the sense of being first in order of sequence and giving value to all our other powers by placing them in their due relation to one another. Giving value to our other powers, I say, because this also is one of our powers. It is that which, judged from the standpoint of personal self-consciousness, is above us, but which, realized from the point of view of the unity of all spirit, is part and parcel of ourselves, because it is that infinite mind which is of necessity identified with all of its manifestations. Infinite mind is internal. Looking to this infinite mind as a superior intelligence from which we may receive guidance does not therefore imply looking to an external source. On the contrary, it is looking to the innermost spring of our own being with a confidence in its action which enables us to proceed to the execution of our plans with a firmness and an assurance that are in themselves the very guarantee of our success. Understanding. The action of the spiritual principle in us follows the order which we impose upon them by our thought. Therefore, the order of realization will reproduce the order of desire. And if we neglect this first principle of right order and guidance, we shall find ourselves beginning to put forth other great powers, which are at present latent within us, without knowing how to find suitable employment for them. This would be a very perilous condition. For without having before us objects worthy of the powers to which we awaken, we should waste them on petty purposes dictated only by the narrow range of our unilluminated intellect. Therefore, the ancient wisdom says, "With all thy getting, get understanding." The awakening to consciousness of our mysterious interior powers will sooner or later take place, and will result in our using them whether or not we understand the law of their development. The interior powers are natural powers as much as the exterior ones. We can direct their use by a knowledge of their laws, and it is therefore of the highest importance to have some sound principles of guidance in the use of these higher faculties as they begin to manifest themselves. Will. If, therefore, we would safely and profitably enter upon the possession of the great inheritance of power that is opening out before us, we must, before all things, seek to realize in ourselves that superior intelligence which will become an unfailing principle of guidance, if we will only recognize it as such. Everything depends upon our recognition. Thoughts are things, and therefore, as we will our thoughts to be, so we will the thing to be. If then we will to use the infinite spirit as a spirit of guidance, we shall find that the fact is as we have willed it. And in doing this, we are still making use of our own supreme principle. And this is the true understanding, which by placing all the other powers in their correct order creates one grand unity of power directed to clearly defined and worthy aims in place of the dispersion of our powers by which they only neutralize each other and effect nothing. Truth. This is that spirit of truth which shall guide us into all truth. It is the sincere desire in us to reach out after truth. Truth first and power afterwards is the reasonable order. which we cannot invert without injury to ourselves and to others. But if we follow this order, we shall always find scope for our powers in developing into present realities the continually growing glory of our vision of the ideal. From ideal to real. The ideal is the true real, but it must be brought into manifestation before it can be shown to be so. And it is in this that the practical nature of our mental studies consists. It is the practical mystic who is the man of power, the man who, realizing the mystical powers within, fits his outward action to his knowledge, and so shows his faith by his works. And assuredly, the first step is to make use of that power of infallible guidance, which he can call to his aid simply by desiring to be led by it.